Welcome to episode 250 of Todorigawa Bookmakers. I'll be talking about fiction in minute 5. But first, who is our bookbinder of the week? Our bookbinder of the week is Kaija Rantakari. I hope I'm pronouncing that close. It's a Finnish name because she lives in Helsinki, Finland, where she is a bookbinder, poet, and a mixed media artist with a website that will inspire you to create more works, more better works, more works that are better, more creative works. Check her out at her website, which is paperiaarre.com, which is a Finnish word meaning paper treasure. Kaija Rantakari, our bookbinder of the week, and hopefully I came close to pronouncing her name right. Sorry if I didn't. Speaking of being sorry, what did I do in bookbinding this week? Well, let's check it out. First, I made glue. It was the first time to make methyl cellulose, my first time to make methyl cellulose, and of course, the first time I made it, it was way too watery. So I added a little bit more powder, and then it got to be pretty thick, and it worked out pretty well, but I'm going to have to experiment with it. I bought the methyl cellulose maybe 3 years ago, and I'm just now getting around to using it because I ran out of other kind of glue. So I'm experimenting with methyl cellulose. I don't know if it's too expensive or not, but anyway, the reason I made methyl cellulose and experimented with how much powder I put in it and how much I shook it up and stuff like that is because I finally cased in two. I finally cased in two books that have been sitting on my desk for long enough to be disappearing under papers and other things that pile up on my desk, on my workbench. And they are both fiction. The first one I cased in is called The Heart of November. It's a action-adventure story. The second one is The Priests of Hiroshima, which is a time travel novel in the Calvados series. But they are both A5 in size. They're about 200 pages, I think. Let me check. Yes, one's about 250 pages, and the other one's about 200 pages. And very soft covers that just fit the book, so there's not too much overhang on the head or tail. Heart of November has blue book cloth on the front and back, but the spine is a Japanese-style paper, which looks nice. The blue book cloth, but the spine is brownish and white, and it works out quite nicely. The end papers are also brown, and that's that one. And the other one has the same Japanese paper on the front and back cover. The cover is a little bit thicker, but it also just fits nicely. But the spine is black. It's got a black spine. It looks quite nice. If you go to todorigawabookmakers.podbean.com, you can see pictures of both of them, plus a page on the inside. They are both fiction. The week was productive in that I've made glued for the first time, and I think I know how to make it now. And the other one is I've made these two book covers. So I experimented making methyl cellulose glue, and I experimented in making thin book covers for these two novels. And I think what I want to do next is make a paperback with more design on the front. What I need is a name of the, I need the title of the book and my name on it so I know which one is the front. Just a simple name of both the book and myself on the front, and on the spine. Of course, the black one won't have anything on the spine, but the other one would. And I think they both fit on the spine. The Priests of Hiroshima, of course, would be smaller but vertical. And Heart of November would probably be vertical three ways, but my name fits on the bottom. So that's what I want to try on my next attempts. Fairly successful. And speaking of fiction, what have I done in fiction? I have, again, written on Growing Slurry and Sister Amelia Assassin. Growing Slurry is about a man and a woman who meet in a coffee shop, and as they walk around the city, they talk to each other about Moby Dick and life and have experiences, and there's a lot of flashbacks, and every chapter has a flashback to give more depth to the characters. And when we come back to the current time, the present, they are still talking about Moby Dick and each other and their experiences in life in general. It's a rather slow-moving but interesting, I think. On the opposite end of the slow-moving spectrum is Sister Amelia Assassin. Sister Amelia's main character is a female who is raped and sent into sex trafficking in the novel Heart of November. In Heart of November, she uses weaponry and her brains to kill her rapist and the sex trafficker, and at the end of the novel, she is flying back, not back to France, but she's flying to France to continue her travels. But the experience in the Congo has changed her so much. So she ends up in a convent in France, and the convent is a front for an organization that basically takes care of people who are mean to other people. They are not going around slapping bullies, but they are executing sex traffickers, for example. So it's the opposite end of the slower growing slurry. Both of them are moving along nicely, and of course, while I am moving those two along nicely, I remembered I have yet to finish another book, and that one is called The Sound of Fury, which is the third book in the Fear series. And just because I know I can't do it, I've started another book, and that one is called Kanazawa Monogatari. Kanazawa Monogatari is Japanese for the Kanazawa story. If you've ever seen a movie called Tokyo Monogatari, you'll know that it's called Tokyo Story in English. This one is going to be about people meeting in my town here of Kanazawa and some of their experiences. It's a combination, I think, of Growing Slurry and Sister Amelia Assassin. That would be quite the combination. So, it has been a successful week, primarily because of this podcast and making sure I have something to say. I've cased in two books, I made glue, and I've written quite a bit on three different novels. And I have to work on a fourth novel. In any case, thanks for dropping by, thanks for listening, hope to see you again soon, have a good day.